Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with the weather pattern dominated once again by a large and sprawling area of high pressure centered over the western Atlantic Ocean, both at the surface and aloft. This'll keep the heat on across the region today, with the front still off to our north and west, triggering perhaps just a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. The best chance of this happening will be out in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills this afternoon, but most of the region will be partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid, with high temperatures reaching into the lower to mid-90s and the heat index values approaching 100 degrees. The front will only edge slowly to our region tonight, and we'll keep the risk of just one or two showers and thunderstorms around, otherwise partly cloudy and muggy overnight with lows in the lower 70s. The front will be a bit closer on Tuesday, still though, hot and humid with highs in the lower 90s, the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. Gradually, that front will slide into the region on Wednesday, and this will be our best chance of showers and thunderstorms. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and it will still be quite humid with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. A trough of low pressure will dig into the Great Lakes, and this will make the weather more active as we approach the end of the week. More scattered showers and thunderstorms will be likely on Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. With leftover energy and that trough still nearby, over the upcoming weekend, we still run the risk of a few scattered showers and storms on Saturday and for the 4th of July on Sunday, with highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the historic northwest heat wave will continue through much of the upcoming week, with numerous daily, monthly, and even all-time records likely to be set. Today will be the hottest day for the big cities of Seattle and Portland, with all-time record highs likely in both cities between 105 and 110 degrees. Meanwhile, no relief in sight this week for areas to the east of the Cascades across eastern Oregon, eastern Washington, much of Idaho, into western Montana, where daily highs will be 25 to 30 degrees above average. The overall stagnant weather pattern across the nation will keep a stationary front in place from the southern plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley. This front will be the focus for additional heavy rain over the next few days, with flash flood and flood watches currently in effect. And off the southeast coast, an area of disturbed tropical weather is currently moving toward the coast. The National Hurricane Center is investigating this system for potential development. At the very least, heavy rain is expected along the immediate coasts of Georgia and southern South Carolina, and tropical storm warnings could be required today for a portion of the coast with short notice. At Mount Washington this morning, fog in 57 degrees with a west wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 73 degrees, the dew point 70, 90% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.13 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm, mid-90s. Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-90s. And in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday at the airport, 87 degrees, the low 70, the average temperature 79, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.26 inches for the month, which is 1.41 inches below normal, and 14.67 inches for the year, which is 3.49 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 61, the record high 99 set in 1901, and the record low 43 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, lows near 70. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and humid with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight, lows near 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and humid with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, lows near 70. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and humid with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today, highs in the lower to mid-90s. A few showers or storms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Wednesday, a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, lower 80s. More showers likely and thunderstorms on Friday near 80, and still the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday, highs both days in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.